gracious eternal Father, we want to return thanks and appreciation to you for your grace upon each and every one of us for seeing us through this just concluded week. Thank you for your help upon us in all our undertakings, all our activities. Thank you for journey mercies to those who traveled. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your blessings in the week, Lord, in the service of the week, in the deaf service, the individual family altars. Lord, and our family altars and individual consecration. We are grateful to you. Thank you for giving us another opportunity to come to your house to examine ourselves, Lord, to be able to present our lives before you. You the potter, and being that we are the clay, that you will continue to work upon us until you see your true reflection in our lives. You have sent your word to us to give us rapturing faith. And we pray, gracious Lord, that you give us a revelation of this word. Lord, the war, entire war that you have sent to our age, Heavenly Father, because you said that the reverent spiritual understanding of this, Lord, is so important to us. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you not allow the enemy to cheat us today. Grant our desires to draw closer to you. May you stretch out your hand to break the yokes and the bands of the devil. Lord, may your healing, Lord, be manifested in the bodies of the sick ones. Lord, send down your spirit upon your people. You said in your word, Lord, that is a promise that you have made. May you fulfill it faithfully. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask for the forgiveness of our sins as we present ourselves before you, that you will be gracious to us. In all the services of today, Lord, you have your blessings installed. May we not miss our blessings. While you are blessing others, may you not pass us by. We need your grace to surrender. Lord, may you help every one of us. You deal with us according to our nature. Lord, to the simple, Lord, you deal simply to the forward, the same way. Help every one of us that we might find grace to surrender ourselves so that you can work in us, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. At the end of the services of today, let it not be that we have just come to your house for reform. Let it be that we have truly encountered with you. This is the purpose of our coming. This is the purpose why you have sent your word to give us your unfailing realities. Let this be, eternal Father, and all the glory and honor will be yours as we commit ourselves to you. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Let's welcome ourselves to the Sunday school as we open our Bible to our usual scripture reading, 2 Peter chapter 3. I'll read from verse 1 to the end, then Revelation chapter 21. From verse 1 to 7. As 2 Peter chapter 3, from verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, and I write unto you in both which are stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this day willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now that the same word I kept in store reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as 1 day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering towards us who are not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall burn up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also, according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are on land and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. You can please be seated. Revelation chapter 21. From verse 1-7. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from heaven, from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. As I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these things are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Praise be to God. Yeah, we are grateful to God for another privilege to be in his house again, to our fellowship with him and with the beloved brethren. Thank the Lord for his cares over us. Last Sunday evening, we went further with the because the sermon is a very lengthy one, and there are a lot of things that the prophet taught in this single sermon. There's so many things. And so that was why I decided that, okay, after taking this Sunday school, let's see another part of it in the evening service. And as we continue this morning with the prophet tried to give exposition of the scripture on the word pass away. passed away. The heavens and the earth, as we have read there, the heavens and the earth, there are scriptures that the prophet espoused in explaining the meaning of pass away. The heavens and the earth pass away. We could just pass it, but I need to follow it the way the prophet followed it for our establishment. And the prophet said, heaven and the earth, as the scripture says, heaven and the earth will pass away. 1 Peter, 2 Peter, chapter 3, where we have read. Let me just emphasize this this verse here. Look at verse 10 of 2 Peter. Chapter 2 Peter, chapter 3. And it says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise. Heaven and earth shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the half also. And the works that are there shall what? Be burnt up. That was why the prophet took time, because those scriptures look to the unlearned, spiritually speaking, confusing. They will say the heart is burnt. And if the heart is burnt, then what happened? And the prophet began to appeal to the scripture, starting from Genesis, that what God did for the first time, remember in this sermon, the prophet has established that God is infinite. He does not change in his pattern. He does not change in his system. What he did for the first time, he will continue to do. Whatever condition make him to do anything, at any point in time, if that same condition is presented, the prophet said God will do exactly the same. So that is why it's very easy to catch God. It's very easy to catch him. You can trail him and you will catch up with him. Because he has a pattern. He has a system. And the prophet said the system is the same. His pattern is the same. His ways are the same. He does not change. So giving this understanding, and then it's possible to come to God and get what we want from him. Praise be to God. It's possible to believe God. It's possible to follow God. It's possible to, you know, believe God's, you know, messengers and all that he has promised. So that is why he started appealing to the scripture from Genesis. And say, okay. In no God appeal to God, called to Noah and said, look, let's go to Genesis chapter 6. We have quite a number of scriptures. Chapter 6. From verse 9. Genesis chapter 6 from verse 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God. The earth was corrupt. It is the human beings in the earth that corrupts the earth. And when you talk about this country, Nigeria. Country Nigeria is an abstract name. The word Nigeria is an abstract name. The space Nigeria, as you see it on the map, it does not really appear on the earth like that. It's just a territory that, some the northern part, the southern part, the eastern part, the western part, you know, have occupied and given us the map that we have. Nigeria itself is not corrupt. It's the people in Nigeria that are corrupt. The space itself, it is the activities, the works within this country, the works of human beings within it. And so that is how the earth then was. Because the devil was the one operating there. All right? The earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence.
And God looked upon the heart, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh has corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, at the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them.
You see?
Through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. I will destroy them with what? With the heart. Did the heart get destroyed? You are here. You are quiet. You are not talking. It's a question. Now, God said here, behold, I will destroy them. That's the human beings and their works. I will destroy them with the heart. When God rained down, when God sent down rain and flood open, did it destroy the earth? The heart remained. It destroyed the elements on the earth. Animals, plants, human beings, and their works, their activities, their politics, their religion, everything got destroyed. Spear only Noah and his wife, his children and their wives. And he built the ark for them. He asked them to make the ark. And the ark he asked them to make is a proof that God knew that not all of them will believe. And that was it. The ark God asked Noah to make, was it going to float into space? Will it not stand on the earth? If God destroyed the earth with it? The prophet appealed to Genesis. So let us know that when God destroyed the first world, as we have in First Peter, let me quickly go there. Don't change this, because we are coming back. Let me come there and read something, all right? And it says, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the world that are there, and it shall be burnt up. Just like it says in Genesis. I will destroy them with the earth. The prophet presenting this to us. He said, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, then what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation, looking for and listening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the enemy shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth. Praise be to God. Alright? So back to Genesis. And God looked upon the verse 13 of it. I will destroy them with the heart. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shall thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without the pitch. With pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, and the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shall thou make to the ark, and in a cube shall thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shall thou set in this in the side thereof, with lower second and third stories shall thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of water upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the heart shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing, of all flesh too. All right. Now, that was God making a way of escape. When, you know, that the first half was destroyed. Okay? Coming back here, Second Peter chapter 9, chapter 3. We read from verse 5. For this day willingly are ignorant of that the world by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the word that then was being overflowed with water perished. The word that then was perished. Did the word perish? It's the elements thereof. Perish. But the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men.
You see, perdition
of judgment of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. It's the ungodliness, the devil's activities within it that will pass away.
Now, read it from Future of Home, paragraph 183.
The prophet said, the act will change, politics will change, the religions will change, the denominations will pass away, politics will pass away, the kingdom of God shall be established. We read in John chapter Revelation chapter 6 verse 4, right, verse 14. See, the Bible said in that Revelation chapter 6 verse 4. Let's turn to it. Revelation chapter 6 verse 4,
verse 14.
And it says, and the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island will move out of their places. And the prophet is speaking that now. He said, it departed as a scroll. He said, the Bible said that. He said, I saw the heaven and heart depart as a scroll. Revelation 4:16. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away. We have this in Matthew 24. We have it in Matthew 24, verse 25. We have it in Mark 13, 31. We have it in Luke 21, 23. Where Jesus Christ says, the heavens and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. That's where the prophet is referring to. Jesus said, heavens and earth shall pass away. Or other words, heavens and earth shall change. God's word won't change. So this heaven and earth will change. See, he used the same word right there again. No, not annihilated. For later in Revelation 21, verses 2 to 24, we saw the new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven and sitting upon this earth. After the fire, the holy fire has destroyed the elements thereof with fervent heat. Where are all the devil? And the prophet said that the devil, the evil spirit, all of them, and Satan and their works, and the works of men, their politics, their religion, their economy, everything will be destroyed. No matter how magnificent a building is,
everything will go.
Every contribution of human beings to this earth, in terms of infrastructure, religion, politics, everything whatsoever that human being has contributed, all efforts of man that man is, efforts what man is dying for on daily basis, riches and whatever, God will raise everything down with fire. Not only this physical, the spiritual realm. The demons and evil spirits. The prophet said it's not only literal fire. He said it is also spiritual fire, which is the fire of the Almighty God, the Holy Ghost. But the prophet said this earth is going to have a fire baptism. Praise be to God. Then the prophet also appealed. He says, he said, we saw the new heaven coming, new Jerusalem coming down from heaven, coming down from God out of heaven, and sitting upon this heart. It doesn't mean it will be annihilated. The heart, the frame of this heart will remain. This earth that we are looking at in front of us will remain. The ground upon which this building is standing will remain. This building will go. The earth on its own will remain. But by that time, it will have been rejuvenated. Because there is going to be only one mountain. Every other place, plain. On the entire earth. It is only in the first class city that God has variation for his children. Because that is where the mansion that he has gone to build.
In that, glory be to God. A great thing lays ahead of us. You will see by the time we move into the description of the first question and the things that the prophets talk about it, it is to steer our hearts, to make us to know that these wonderful plans that Jehovah, without consulting us, decided and said, "You fit, you are by my sacrifice, I count you worthy to live in this place that I also will come and dwell." If a man, Jesus Christ, the Bible says in, see, 1 John chapter 3, verse 3, he said, "We have not known, we do not know how," let me see how to put it and describe it. He said, yeah, he said, "We shall see him, where we shall see him, we shall be like him." He said, "And he that had this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure." And every man that has this hope in him, verse 2, you can bring the verse 2. "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope will see him as he is." That has this hope of verse 2, of seeing him as he is. "It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we shall see him. We shall be like him. We shall be like immortal with glorified body. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he, the Lord, is pure." Praise be to God. He said, "They shall change. The systems will be changed." Paragraph 138, 187. And the prophet also appealed to Daniel and gave us an understanding. The prophet was trying to give us an understanding to use scripture to straighten our understanding that this earth that we are talking about is the same earth that we are coming back to. We are not going to live in heaven. Heaven is not made for us to live. The only time we are going to spend up there is 3.5 years during the marriage supper of the Lamb. The heaven is not meant for us. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, it says, "They make their inheritance." It says, "The heart is meant for human, for the dwelling place of human beings. He has put us here." Heaven is not, though we sing, when you say, "Heaven, this world is not my home, I'm just passing through," and the rest of it, and there'll be other song that we talk about, "Heaven, heaven, we are going to heaven, we are going to this." The heaven we are going to is not where, is not where God dwells. That's not our place. It is God's kingdom. That heaven we'll be talking about, God's kingdom, which is going to be established here on the earth, as the prophet has told us here. See? The kingdom of God shall be established here after all the activities of the devil and the contribution of human beings have been burnt up. Daniel saw the same thing. In Daniel chapter 2, we saw the story. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and because God wanted to vindicate his prophet, you know, certain things happen. The Bible says all things work together for good to them that love God. For to prove that Daniel was a prophet, he gave a symbolic dream to Nebuchadnezzar. I needed the interpretation of a prophet, which no man could. And Daniel came to the fore. Daniel consulted God, sought God for the interpretation, and then God gave him the interpretation of every symbol that Nebuchadnezzar had. He saw the dream symbolic, but by the time he woke up, it was taken from him.
He could not remember anything about it. He could not narrate it to anybody. But he knew he had a dream. And that was disturbing his heart. Because he saw terrible things in the dream. But he did not know the meaning. And he could not tell anybody, this is how, from the beginning of it, he could not. Until God revealed the dream according to the scripture to Daniel all over again. And then God gave Daniel the interpretation of those symbols. And the prophet told us that is the way a prophet sees dreams, symbolic dreams. The prophet said, I have to see that dream over. If you, anyone who told the prophet a symbolic dream, the prophet said, he has to see the dream over for interpretation to come. Perhaps that will be part of the dream that you narrated that you have forgotten. So by the time the prophet saw the dream over, he will have the full details of it, because once the dream was repeated to the prophet, then there will be an interpretation. But any symbolic dream that was ever told to the prophet and he never interpreted, it didn't come from God. It was not a message from God. Because God is not a confusionist.
So,
people who try to interpret symbolic dreams of their own today, you are walking on a dangerous ground. You are not qualified. You are not qualified. I don't care how consistently you have been having dreams. If it is symbolic, except a vindicated prophet that has been, that is called fivefold, can interpret symbolic dreams. A prophet among the fivefold. He's a prophet. That is his office. He sees vision. He can interpret dreams. He has thus said the Lord. That is why he's a prophet. And so, anyone who has a symbolic dream and there is no prophet to narrate it to, just pray about it. Because if God wanted to speak with me, wanted to give me a message, He will not speak to me in the Igbo language because I don't understand it. The little one I understand, I get confused about them sometimes when I speak it. God is not a God of confusion. If He want to speak to you, when He was to speak to Joseph about Jesus, about carrying Jesus to Egypt because Herod wanted to kill him, God did not come to him in symbolic dream because there was no prophet to interpret the dream on the land. The prophet to interpret the dream was not on the land. God came to him plain dream. And he understood the message when he woke up. We are following a vindicated prophet. And he has given us an example. And that is why, you know, people kind of say that we don't believe in prophetic gift. You don't know what you are talking about. We believe in prophetic gift. We don't believe in fake one. Because he will do havoc. We break brotherhood. We separate us man and wife. That's not a gift that comes from God. And God will never. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Those people operate their prophetic gift in those churches, separating husband from their wives. They will tell this one, this is not your wife. This is supposed to have been your husband. And they will swap wives. Blind people. Blind people. The wife that are married. Oh, merciful God. It means that the man did not love the wife. I'm telling you, no prophecy can change me, can change my love for my wife. Oh, there is no prophecy that will tell you that I made a mistake. I didn't. The prophet said, you cannot tell me who my wife is. That's the messenger. Three things you cannot tell the man. You can't tell him he's called into the ministry. You can't confirm it for him. You cannot tell him who his wife is. And you can't tell him he has the Holy Ghost. Three things. But they will tell him, this is not your wife. This is not your husband. And the woman will pack her thing, go and meet another man. And they will live it together, husband and wife. Blindness. Laodicea. Those ones are not in the message. They are in the message.
Praise be to God.
So Daniel saw the dream and the interpretation thereof. And when he saw it and it came before Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar, and he was interpreted. He told him in verse 34 that you saw that a stone was cut without hands that eat the image at the feet. Then in 30 in verse 45 he interpreted and the stone became a big mountain. that covered the entire hearth. The prophet used that one also as a point to establish that this earth will remain. That stone is God's kingdom that will be established on the face of the earth. Praise be to God. Daniel saw the same thing. A rock struck the wall, was hewn out without hands, and the whole image of the systems were broken down and became like chaff on the summer threshing floor, and then we pack it away. And the rock itself grew into a great mountain that covered the earth. Watch that mountain now in a little bit. That mountain covered the earth. Also, we find out here also in Revelation there, he said, the kings of the new earth, new heart, will bring their honor and glory into it. In the earth, the new Jerusalem is sitting on this heart. See, it just changed. You are the same man in stature that you were when God called you. Same woman, but you see what it did. It was the regeneration. The old life passed away. The old desire has passed away. When you used to like to drink, use and fuse and stew and run and run and immoral, that thing just died. See, you were Satan's instrument. Now you are redeemed. And that is what the world will be the same way. Redeem a new heaven and a new earth. God bless you. Let's bow down our heads. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Lord. We are grateful to you again this morning for sparing our lives to see the beginning of another week. Thank you very much, Lord, when we left here last, you will be caring for our going out and coming and watching over us, supplying our needs as you have promised. We thank you for sending unto us a messenger at this end time to bring your word unto us, to make the scriptures simple unto us to understand. We are very grateful unto you. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Thank you for a portion of it again this morning we have just had, explaining to us things that have been mistaught in several places, misunderstood in several places. People believe in different ways. Father, we thank you for bringing the truth of it unto us, Lord. May we not be forgetful hearers. The things that we have heard, may you keep them in our hearts, Lord, that we might not stumble over them. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Knowing this, O God, it has given us assurance, it has renewed our faith, Lord, that these things are facts. We want to ask, O gracious Father, that the blessings that this thing has brought unto us, may they be permanent in our lives. Where we are looking unto you for more of the same in the other services ahead of us. Bless your servant that you have used and replenished him for the virtue that has left him know. Have you told us who God these things, the plainness of truth of them? Father, we pray that you just prepare each and every one of us. Don't pass any of us by. Except to prepare us, we can of ourselves do nothing. Lord, don't pass any of us by, Lord. Get us ready. Whatever we lack, may you supply and make us ready, O God, for that 0 hour. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen.